depth in meters. Okay, this is very shallow. This one's 1.4. 1.2 is 4 feet.
The excavation work to locate possible human remains at the former Charles Campbell Hospital site commenced on Thursday in Edmonton and will continue on Friday. The Campbell, a government-run Indian hospital that specialized in tuberculosis cases amongst Indigenous patients, is alleged to have inflicted horrific abuses on people sent there for treatment, and accounts suggest there were unmarked burials at the facility. Former patients reported experiencing sexual abuse, medical experiments and surgeries without consent, and forced sterilization and drug testing, according to the Edmonton Maps Heritage website. The council first accepted patients in 1945 when it was run by the federal government. It became a provincially run hospital and closed permanently in the 1990s, according to the Edmonton Maps Heritage website. 75-year-old Victor Bruno is from Muscogee's First Nation. He was hospitalized at the hospital for 26 months when he was 6 years old. He recalls some painful memories while he was there.
The kids call it a spike needle, and you get it right in your... It's just above your knee. And that was very painful because it's not only the size of the needle, the kids call it spike needle. I didn't know what that meant. And much later I learned what the spike needle, it did look like a nail because of the size of the needle. And then the stuff that they put in you, it's like famine. It just stung like a bee. You know? It burned. So, yes, we definitely went through a lot of abuse. And once told my friend, you know, I felt like I went through a torture chamber sometimes. That's what it's all about. It's not nice.
On Thursday morning, Papa's Chase First Nation Elder Fernie Marty assisted in the pipe ceremony and will be monitoring the excavation. He says it's time people know the truth about what happened here. Elder Marty says this discovery will provide closure to some of the families that attended Campbell.
Well, it's important that they know the truth of the Canadian history, what really did happen here. A lot of the truth has been hidden from people. It's time that the truth comes out. We talk about the truth and reconciliation. That's part of that truth. Eh? And the truth will set us free, give us a closure, in a sense of speaking. We can go on and deal with it, whether or not they choose to repatriate the loved ones that are here. I don't know that. That would be up to the chiefs to do that, to make that decision. That's not my place to do. I'm just here to do the ceremony. Like I said, I also will be doing the site monitoring as well, too. When they're digging, should they find loved ones, then... We'll follow the necessary steps, which means calling the police, everybody else that may be involved in should we find human remains here today and tomorrow.
Ground-penetrating radar work was performed in July, and 21 anomaly sites were located on the northeast and southeast side of the Charles Campbell Hospital, where the stakes with orange ribbons can be seen. These anomaly sites have a good chance of being probable human remains. Chief Calvin Bruno is from the Puspus Chase First Nation. He tells Windspeaker Media that he has had family members that were hospitalized at the hospital and advocated for years to get the loved ones home, have a ceremony, and a proper burial for them. He met with Gene Dubb, who bought the land here on this site. Bruno expressed his concerns to him about the children that did not make it home from the hospital. After the discovery from Kamloops Residential School, Chief Bruno and Dubb continued the talks and started planning on doing a ground-penetrating radar work, of which 21 anomalies are found in the area in July. The province nor the government was able to help fund the excavation because it was not residential school-related and would cost just under $250,000. Bruno explains that the excavation will take place on the east side of the Campbell Hospital and is thankful that Dub was able to help.
Gene has taken it upon himself to help to try to locate the human remains. He's been, paying this out of pocket, which is, very, very good of him. And So we're here to, you know, monitor the work that is going to be done today and tomorrow to help try to locate these graves. And we're in the southeast corner, and that's where I was told over the years, and where I kept hearing stories that this was the most likely location of you know, burials. So
Bruno says that he is here to help with moderating the site and watch the excavation site.
There is a process that needs to be followed. Once you find the human remains or they're located, then you have to call the police, and the medical examiner would have to be called in, I guess, and even probably the province. And so so that's what could likely happen, and I just want to be part of that to help make sure things are going you know, going through due process.
Architect Gene Dubb bought this land and is assisting in the excavation of the east side of the hospital, where 8 family dwellings are to be built.
You know, there were a lot of families in this hospital that had relatives that never came back, and I think it's really important as Canadians that we show compassion and concern for these families. I think we owe it to them to do this investigation. Even if nothing is found, we have to show how important it is to them for their healing and for their own, for the, and to help them with their suffering.
A solidarity march and sacred fire vigil took place in June on the southeast corner of the Charles Campbell Hospital, where there is said to be human remains yet to be discovered of children that were buried there while they were hospitalized. Lindsay Bredner was sacred fire keeper and tells us what she experienced while she was set up at her tent with her firewood.
June 2nd, right where those orange markers are, right closest to the street over there, that's where my White Hunter's Mushumas tent. I slept there with all our spruce firewood. We have spruce firewood for children. Around 2:30 in the morning, for some reason, there was also a neighborhood cat that, that's another story. It came and befriended me when I was hugging all the trees. I put tobacco down and hugged trees, right? Well, I was there at 2:30 a.m. and I was just looking where we had these signs and my t-shirts, the orange t-shirts. And there was a green orb caught in my camera. I was just taking a picture of my cat companion. The green orb means any child that's been born but didn't get to walk from 10 months. That's when we learn how to walk, right? From 10 months till they're an infant, the green orb symbolizes a child's spirit because they never put their feet and learned to walk. So that's what I was just mentioning.
Rachel Manichews took part in the sacred fire ceremony with Bredner that same time in June. They offered a plate of food into the fire for the children that did not make it home. Manichews tells us what happened when they placed candy into the offering.
We did the plate offerings and we all participated. But then when it came time to put the candy into the fire, I literally could feel it from the ground up to my shoulders, and I could hear kids yelling and screaming, and not in fear, but in happiness. They knew we were here. They knew we come in a good way, and that they would be found. And it was just in those markers where I can see it right now. That's where they all were. It was like a schoolyard of kids rejoicing and having fun.
Dub says they are planning to have a healing garden a block north of the hospital, a commemorative plaque, once everything is complete. Other suspected and confirmed burial sites of Campbell patients include Palmaker's Lodge in St. Albert and Enoch by Winterburn Road. If they are not located at the Campbell site, then they are probably there, according to the Edmonton Journal article dated September 13th of 2021. CFWE will provide another update on the results of the excavation once more information is available. For Windspeaker Radio, I'm Balika Kamakateo.